This is our ninth year.
Yeah, I want to start with people who we get new audience all the time. Many of them don't. They know the name Bach. They know the name Handel. But a lot of people might wonder, why not a Handel festival in Phoenix? Why a Bach festival?
Well, there could be a Handel festival, and there should be a Handel festival, and there should be a Mozart festival and a Beethoven festival. And I have this affinity for Bach because it is so multi-layered and complex that you never get to the bottom. You never feel like you're completely finished with any particular work. You can do it as a transcription for a completely different instrument, and it still maintains some kind of magic that makes it communicate with people.
And it involves so many kinds of musicians. If you do a festival like you are this year, where you're doing masses, organ, and solo pieces, you get to hear the kind of more the breadth of a man who did it all so beautifully.
Yes, he had quite a spectrum of a career. We are starting with the organist. Dexter Kennedy is coming in.
From Michigan?
Yes, well, Michigan and Ohio. He sort of keeps a foot in each camp. Apparently he's a very busy man. Teaches at Oberlin. And he's doing a fun program. He's doing a Prelude and Fugue. He's doing one of the trio sonatas, which is absolutely sparkling. He's doing some of the Schubler chorales and then a big Prelude and Fugue. So you get the gamut of Bach's organ works all in one concert. This instrument that we're playing on is a Visser instrument. It's a Dutch builder based in Houston. It's an instrument that Bach would have felt very comfortable on.
We were talking just before we got started about how exciting it is, all the local artists you have coming, but you've got someone coming from Amsterdam.
Yes. Josefia Stoppelenburg, she has an American husband, conductor in Chicago, so she spends a tremendous amount of time here, but she is actually a Dutch soprano. She was with us a couple of years ago when we did the St. John Passion and absolutely brought the house down with the soprano solos.
But pairing her with another soprano who's a wonder among local artists.
Well, we're pairing her with Karen Knudsen-Stanley. And Karen Knudsen has been a goddess to all of us in the singing world. She has that elegant kind of instrument and technique where everything seems effortless. And she draws you into this performance and you're completely mesmerized by both her and the music.
You're also bringing another local artist on that performance, and it's Martin Shoring, who is a guy that I've adored from the time I first learned of him here with the Phoenix Symphony at ASU. What a marvelous player.
Martin, of course, is a superb artist. He's just a great Bach lover as well as everything else. So when you watch him play Bach, everything scrolls across his face as well as, you know, the expressive playing itself.
We're going to hear him play, I'm assuming, that famous Hobo de More concerto.
Yes.
Okay. Again, I'd like to celebrate the fact that while you can bring great artists from, well, Chicago by way of
Amsterdam
mm-hmm. and Michigan by way of Ohio or whichever came first, but there's so many artists that are local that we really get to celebrate. These players are our neighbors. Listen to them, right?
They are, and they're extraordinary. I mean, we have Chuck Berzsink playing trumpet. Now, I've been in awe of Chuck Berzsink since the very first time I heard him play. I've never heard him when it wasn't superb. He's truly a gift among us.
It's a four-concert festival. Now, again, people who, you know, the Lutheran masses, weren't they all? But tell me what that
means. Very, very interesting, isn't it? We are at the end of the 500-year celebration of the Reformation. So we thought this would be an interesting couple of works to add to that. You know, we assume that Martin Luther changed everything to English, or German, actually. But he didn't. It came to the vernacular, but they were very comfortable, and these masses are actually in Latin and Greek. They're fascinating in that most of the material came from earlier cantatas.
Bach now, recycling Bach again.
Bach is recycling Bach. You know he's famous for this.
I'm sitting here assuming you're conducting.
I am conducting. Yes, they're Tell still me letting me do this.
Well, Scott Young, seems like we just sat down to talk about last year's Bach Festival. Here we are again. Thank you so much for the ninth season of the Arizona Bach Festival. We'll keep everybody apprised of every date. But congratulations and good luck.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.